Welcome to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast, a free resource for moms raising young autistic children. I am your host, Dr. Christina Wilson. I created Thriving Moms of Autistics after years of experience working with families and having my own autistic child. I coach moms of young autistics one-on-one to tap into their strengths, create a supportive community, set firm boundaries, and raise their autistic child with confidence. Subscribe to the podcast and check out the earlier episodes so you don't miss a thing. Now, let's get to it. Hi, moms. Parenting is one of the most difficult jobs you'll ever have. All moms have similar challenges along the way. But raising an autistic involves another level of me that others tend not to understand. And when this happens, moms don't feel supported and they don't feel understood. And we all want to feel understood, right? So in this episode, I explore the common pressures moms experience that impact their own well-being. And then I offer tips to help set those boundaries with others. So find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com/75. And share the podcast with other moms to help them grow in their autism journey. And you can further the reach by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. And also, hit subscribe on the Thriving Moms of Autistics YouTube channel. I appreciate you. So how did we get to this place where moms of autistics feel so unsupported? How did we get here? Well, early on, moms are trying to navigate the needs of their child. And when things start to shift and they realize that the needs are different, they're just trying to navigate that the best way that they can. So this might be a first child, or you may have other children that are neurotypical. And if so, the journey is quite different. So, although I had been a family therapist for many, many, many years before I had my son, I had very little experience with babies and toddlers. It was all, you know, age 6 or 7 and up. And I was an only child, so I didn't have siblings. And I didn't get married till I was 40, and I had my son at 41. So I had a lot to learn about babies and toddlers. And my parents had passed away, so I was really figuring it all out on my own. Now, surprisingly, it came very natural to me. And fortunately, I did miss some of the common milestones that my son should have been meeting, which, you know, that's not a surprise. Some moms in my neurotypical mom group, you know, they thought, well, it's not that big of a deal. Oh, don't worry about that. I think really, truly, they meant well, and they were just trying to help me feel better. They didn't, you know, it was uncomfortable for them too, I guess, on some level. So when it came time to see an ENT, my peers could not believe that they were even concerned about autism and requesting an evaluation. They were just shocked. So I have noticed that this is very, very common. And the others do feel very uncomfortable with the idea of autism. And I think maybe that's human behavior as well. We're uncomfortable with things that we don't understand or don't really know a lot about. So then they tend to lean into their denial. And that is not helpful for anybody. So it doesn't have to be that way. And I talk about this often. Autism is not a dirty word. It's not. Not in our house. There's nothing to be ashamed of. So moms and their children should feel empowered on their journey. Yet that doesn't seem to be happening as often as it should. These misconceptions and refusal to understand are why so many feel less than. Now that is the tragedy. So common struggles that moms of autistics experience. I just explored how some moms feel unheard and unsupported. Well, moms also struggle with feeling judged, and that leads to isolation. And that's not good for any mom or any person. So parents often stay away from places that are not autism friendly, which is most places. I mean, let's be real. Not all places, but many, many places. And the world has yet to catch up with understanding autism. So this might be play groups, church, family members' homes, and many more places. We played musical chairs with churches, just to kind of find the right fit, basically. Now, my side of the family, actually, we have experience with children with special needs. And the family, so it wasn't, they were very welcoming. It wasn't too overwhelming for them. But my family on the other side, was resistant, to understanding our son's needs and was more concerned about, their own. And that was that's never helpful for anybody. If you have friends or if you have family, like that, that's not helpful. And sadly, this is what a lot of families experience. Now, I have a friend. I just love her. She noticed that, hey, we really want to go to church, but what do we do? We don't have someone to watch our daughter during the church service. And so she decided, and she looked around at different churches in the area, and they didn't have what she needed. So she started the ministry at her church where she was at, and a special needs ministry. And she did that. It took time and it was hard work, but now they have a full-time ministry and it's wonderful and it's blossoming. Now, sometimes moms experience invalidation of their own experiences, which really, really hurts my heart because no one should feel that way. Even if you don't agree with it, it doesn't mean that you can invalidate someone else. This is all too common, especially in our current society. Unsolicited advice and inferring that a mom is doing something wrong, when you don't fully understand yourself, that is not okay. Most people are trying to understand and they're really trying to help. Advice is common in our society, and we try to fix things. We're fixers, right? So attuning others by simply listening to them and validating their emotions, even when we don't understand or agree, goes a long way because those feelings belong to them. They're not yours, right? So constantly explaining yourself or fighting to advocate for your child, that's just exhausting. And it shouldn't be that way. So how do moms of autistics release themselves from taking on others' misconceptions and need to help? Here are three practical tips to do just that. And the first is to identify your own limit. So recognize your own discomfort. You'll know, you'll feel it right there in the pit of your stomach when you're feeling uncomfortable. And when that situation is just stealing your energy, it's time to shift. It's time to do something different, right? That's a limit for you. The second is to communicate clearly with others and be consistent. I cannot say this enough because, so if you're assertive, when you express your needs and stick to the boundaries that you have set. That is powerful, because if you do something one day and then you do something different the next, that's not being consistent. So setting those boundaries for you and your child and your family and maintaining those boundaries, they can either take it or leave it. It's up to them, right? Your child is your focus. They are the most important. The third is to offer alternatives. And this can mean a couple of things. So maybe suggest other ways that person can contribute if their idea is not autism friendly. So that still gives them a way to help, right? If they're willing to. And if they're not, then you just walk away from it. You know, staying consistent, right? Also, offer answers. If they seem to be confused or not understand about what you're doing and why, you know, you could just simply say, "We seem like you have some questions. I'm happy to help." And be firm and consistent, right? That's the key. So when you set boundaries with others, you are engaging in self-care. And I see that so often, don't I? You are also showing your child how to advocate for themselves. So they're going to be aware and use that. They're learning that, and that's very powerful. It's very big. Plus, you deserve it, right? So let's meet up again next week. Hey, Hoofy, a wonderful week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast. Be sure to leave a review and tell other moms of autistics about the podcast. Let's support each other. Find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com. And be assured, you are not alone in your journey.